Well, the Wallace Foundation's 25th annual meeting is coming up on Wednesday, March 2nd. They always have a good crowd for that and always good topics to listen to as well. And we're going to talk about one of those here this morning as Lee Schultz is joining us this morning. Lee is the ISU Extension Agricultural Economist, and he's got a pretty loaded topic, crop and livestock market situation and outlook. Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
That is a pretty loaded topic, isn't it?
Gives us a lot to talk about.
An awful lot to talk about. And I know it's not always, I don't want to call it gloomy, but it's going to take some work right now, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think it really is important to look at, you know, different sectors of agriculture and even different sectors within those sectors. I think it gives a little bit different outlook. If we look at the crop situation, we're looking at margins similar to a year ago. Those margins being close to break even or below for some producers, that's really made, you know, this decisions, you know, having to really watch the markets a lot more carefully and look for opportunities.
Yeah, well, farming's never been an easy business, and you can't just think for tomorrow. You have to think quite a bit ahead, and it's never been easy. But the information that you're going to share will help them do what?
Well, I think it's, you know, first and foremost, really understanding the markets and where the market's at, maybe how we got there, and where are the markets headed. If we look at really the crop situation, I really spoke to those margins. And really a lot of the work I do is looking at the livestock sector. And when you look at, you know, from that cost of production crop standpoint, very advantageous for the livestock sector. And one of the main forces of why we've seen expansion throughout livestock is, you know, relatively low production costs has really allowed us to increase those supplies in the face of very strong demand for red meat and poultry.
Lee, everybody's operation is just a little bit different, so it's hard to really tailor something to fit everybody's needs, but everybody picks something out that's going to work for them. Is that how these work?
Well, I think, you know, it is very much, you know, understanding where the market is relative to where an individual's cost of production is on their individual operation will likely have different, you know, price risk management strategies that they can use based on where that market is, where that market outlook is going, and really provides them maybe a benchmark for where they may, you know, trigger some of those price risk management strategies that we'll talk about throughout this presentation, as well as their in producer's real toolbox of what they use on a daily or basis looking at the markets.
Have you done these visits like this in other parts of the state?
I do go quite a bit on a road tour, do around 50 meetings a year. You're really looking primarily at the livestock markets, but also important is the crop markets as well. So a lot of opportunity to really engage with producers. And what that really allows me to do is really understand, you know, what they're seeing in the market, some challenges that they're seeing, and really allows me to help, you know, look for those opportunities for producers.
Yeah, you hit my next question there. I was going to ask you, when you do sit down with these other folks, of course, they're basing a lot of their decisions on some of the things that they hear from you, but do you tailor what you do compared to the feedback that you get from these folks? Is that valuable to you?
Oh, most definitely, and really, you know, a lot of marketing or management decisions are seasonal in nature, as right now, you know, we're looking at, for example, looking at cow-calf production, retaining replacement heifers, looking at calving season right around the corner, or we're right in the midst of it. And so some of those decisions for cow-calf producers are looking at those replacement decisions now. As we get into the fall marketing year, we look at, you know, marketing of those calves, for example. From the hog perspective, you know, we very much do seasonality in prices, where typically margins are larger during the summer and tighter margins during the fall and winter. So we'll talk about, you know, maybe some opportunities to, you know, lock in some profits in those leaner times, understanding that the markets will vary as we go throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. Lee, in your presentation, is there a lot of data, a lot of statistics and things, or is a lot of theory and kind of speculation?
Oh, it's very much data-driven. As I mentioned, we'll really look at what the data, you know, got us to where we're at now when we look at both supply and demand factors and really look at what those current prices are and futures prices is what are we suggesting for prices to come. So it will be, you know, I think more generalizable to give you some ideas to think about, but also really very much data-driven of what's going on currently in the markets.
Sure. Well, for folks who get a chance to sit through your presentation, can you give them an idea of what to expect? Will it be kind of a seminar style? Will there be a lot of feedback back and forth between the crowd and you?
Well, I very much encourage very informal and really a Q&A session to really help drive where the presentation goes. I really attempt to have really a slide for every question or ability to answer every question with some data from that. So really the presentation will be able to go from wherever the crowd wants it to go, from where their interests are, or where the biggest challenges that they are seeing.
Yeah. Do you work with some of the field specialists out here to kind of gauge what type of things you might want to target?
So that is a great source of information that us campus folks use of really a gauge of what they're hearing from producers. We work with the farm management specialists, the beef field specialists, and the pork specialists to really understand what, the questions producers are having for them, and we can help bring that information to those producers.
Absolutely. Hey, can I ask you, Lee, while I've got you here, the Wallace Foundation, it's marking an important milestone with their 25th annual meeting this year. It seems like just yesterday that organization was getting off the ground. How important to folks like you are these types of research farms out here, like the Armstrong Research Farm that the Wallace Foundation operates?
Well, they're very important from a standpoint of being able to really do applied research and having a place to do that, having a place to readily do that. And really, a lot of these questions that producers have when it comes to production, we're able to answer those questions because of available resources like that.
Very good. Now, are there things that folks should bring when they come to the meeting, or are you pretty much going to give everything they need?
They shouldn't have to bring anything to the meeting, just really the questions that they have and really, just challenges that they see out in the marketplace.
Okay, and are there any takeaways? Do you have any things that they'll take home with them?
I should have a presentation set that is available for me on the website, and it may be available at the meeting as well.
Okay, very good. Well, we hope it's a great turnout. It usually is for the Wallace Foundation meetings, and they've got some great things lined up for them. Stephen Bradbury, an ISU environmental toxicologist, will be on hand. Richard Helmick will be on hand as well, an entomologist. They'll do a session on Iowa Monarch Conservation Consortium, and there'll be a complimentary lunch that day as well. And, of course, that'll all be followed by the annual meeting after we get done with lunch, and, of course, Lee's presentation there as well. So should be a great day for folks. Make sure you get yourself registered and signed up, and don't miss out on any of this important information because, gosh, Lee, how long have you been working on putting this project together? Quite a while?
Oh, it's really an ongoing process. As the markets change, we're continually updating and really trying to prepare the most up-to-date information.
Yeah, absolutely. It just never ends, does it?
Yep.
Season to season. 9:30 is when that meeting will start again. That's Wednesday, March 2nd at the Wallace Foundation's Armstrong Research Farm there near Lewis. Don't miss out on the 25th annual meeting. Lee Schultz, again, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, and I look forward to the crowd.